Greetings, this is James Gillen with ESETI Stargate Radio, BBS Radio, As You Wish Talk Radio, VMO. We're on Rumble. Just check in ESETI Stargate and type in. I'm usually in Rumble in the chat. I try to get in there every Saturday. You know, sometimes we're just too busy and I can't get in, but usually I try to make a habit of getting in there. So anyway, welcome to the show. A lot of stuff going on. I want to do ESETI news and then get into the question and answers. It seems like we have the biggest ratings when we do the Q&As. And when I bring guests on, I mean, we still have good ratings and everything when we have the guests on, but the Q&As are seemingly what people want. So I'm trying to break it up in between as much as I can. And I love, you know, and BBS, when I named it As You Wish Talk Radio, it was up to the people and the guest as to where the show went. I mean, there was no censoring, it was totally unloaded, which got me into a lot of trouble with YouTube. But anyway, we're straightening that out now and getting back on track. So in the news, Tucker Carlson, you know, he's my new hero. He's been my hero for a while, but I go, come on, just go the distance, you know, call it out. Don't quit tap dancing around this stuff. And, you know, he released the entire January 6th video, and it shows beyond a shadow of a doubt the Dems and Rhinos on the January 6th committee lied, held back exculpatory evidence, and pushed what they knew was a false narrative. And it was premeditated. They all watched the entire videos. They weaponized the FBI and the federal judges in Washington, D.C., and prosecuted the so-called insurrectionists. Violated their constitutional rights, denied exculpatory evidence again, and the chain of command, you know, should all be removed from office. I mean, what they did here was so unlawful. It may have been legal because they can always twist the legal side, but it is unlawful. It goes against constitutional law, and they're there to uphold that. They've all taken an oath, and they betrayed their office, their oath. So let's see where that goes. The demonstration was overall was peaceful. The Capitol Police were escorting people through the halls and the Senate floor. The video shows the Jacob Chansley, the Q shaman, who is now spending 4 years in jail, peacefully led by Capitol Police. You know, he said a prayer for them. Any violence, which is all they showed to us to validate their false narrative, looked staged, orchestrated by agents and actors to declare war on conservatives. Some have already come forward saying they were paid to spread violence, and the entire event was orchestrated on the highest levels. So this is all coming out, you know, and that would lead us to Nancy Pelosi, Mitch McConnell, and other Dems and Rhinos who are screaming the loudest against transparency. Mitch recently fell and was rushed to the hospital shortly after condemning Tucker. I thought that might be a little karma there. I wonder what's on Pelosi's laptop that mysteriously went missing again, you know, possibly communication with those orchestrating and filming the violence. The FBI refuses to tell how many agents were involved in January 6th and what were their orders. So again, they were there and they were heavily involved in a lot of the pushing, you know, they created the violence and pushed force entry, and they're still at large with no consequences. So, you know, why are these guys not prosecuted? So they prosecuted, you know, they went after the people that were pretty much innocent victims. It just strolled around the Capitol and that was it. So anyway, you know, I always ask, why are the grandmothers, first responders, innocent people whose only crime was to take an invited stroll into the Capitol building, rotting in jail with no way to receive a speedy and fair trial? You know, one more question is, where do laptops go after taking this evidence? You know, the Wiener laptop, Hunter laptop, now the Pelosi laptop. You know, how many people died connected to them, including police that witnessed the insurance file on the Wiener laptop? You know, why aren't we being told what that was about? You know, we pretty much know what it was about. It was so despicable, nobody wants to touch it. But there are other political prisoners in jail which challenge the corrupt system. We need a review board to investigate this. You know, we can catch and release Antifa, BLM, illegal aliens. Why not apply it to January 6th and other conservatives wrongfully prosecuted? Does it only go one way? Now that'd be a great show. You know, it's time to release them now and put the real criminals behind bars, those who perpetuated this hoax on the American people, wrongfully prosecuting them and destroying their lives. I mean, there needs to be compensation for that, and they need to get out. It's beyond ridiculous. Stu Peters recently unveiled Podesta as being a spirit cooking pedophile tied to the Clintons, Obama's, and other powerful leaders. He actually called them adrenochrome using lizards. You know, so I thought that was kind of funny, pretty accurate, but pretty funny because you know, just to hear somebody calling that out on mainstream news is amazing. But that was Lisa Podesta and other top leaders. You know, some crimes against children. You know, both Tucker and Stu need to get Pulitzers. You know, that would only happen if they did a fake story about Russia. But I always wonder, do you think these stories is why I'm blackballed in Hollywood? You know, shows about aliens, conferences, did I piss off their funders? You know, what? I'm wondering about that. You know, actually, I already know the answer. But anyway, you know, there's top people in the field of ufology that are bosom buddies with the Clintons and the Podestas and all these guys, and they speak about it. You know, the Rockefeller agenda and everything else, they speak about it openly, and people just don't connect the dots. So, and that's exactly why we don't have contact with spiritually and technologically advanced beings, because of the circus being put on the controlled narrative. Anyway, Matt Gaetz demolished General Miley and Secretary Austin for incompetence after a complete fail in Afghanistan, completely clueless of what is really happening in Ukraine. And they're the ones that will be in charge of the perpetuated World War III with Russia and China. Doesn't that make you feel all safe and warm and fuzzy? You know, don't worry, the ETs won't allow the launching of nuclear weapons. I do believe blowing up a country's pipeline and is in violation of international law, along with funding Nazis. You know, the old generals are rolling in their graves right now. So anyway, this is all going to come out. You can't keep it. You can't keep it down. It's all surfacing. Looks like Silicon Valley Bank is crashing. People pulling all their money out as fast as they can. And I always think about that, you know, maybe making all that money censoring and social engineering people might have a karmic backlash. What do you think? It does seem to be flipping. The big boomerang's coming back now. Here's a good one. Scientists in Osaka, Japan had developed an AI that can read your mind with incredible accuracy by scanning your brain. And that's probably been used for 50 years now. I mean, they have technology like that, and they've had that for a long time. And I know this sounds like a broken record, but the Schumann resonance has again been off the scale. Major cosmic gamma X, ultraviolet, infrared rays are hitting the planet. People are getting dizzy, sick, feeling aches and pains. Whatever previous problems seem to be getting amplified. You know, unless you've got a lead-lined bunker, you know, you're feeling it. And a lot of people are asking me about that. What is going on? And you know, it's part of the awakening and healing process. It's a vibrational lifting and awakening and healing of humanity and Earth. All this incoming energy is it's like in with the good, out with the bad, basically. So it's rising the frequencies of the planet, and everything that's not frequency specific is not going to be able to hang in there. So all these programs are these programs of tyranny, all these things are imploding on themselves. And so it's undeniable. It's all coming up. We can see it now. It's finally all surfacing. So everything that was hidden is going to be made known now. All the masks are coming down. UFO activity has increased globally. Strange phenomena, cloud formations, pulses, and lights are being seen around the world. Some say it's heart, beam weapons, or projections. You know, something is gearing up, you know. And I hope it's not some UFO false flag invasion. I don't think the Dark Fleet has the ships to pull that one off anymore. They've lost a lot of their inventory. We'll have to check with Corey on that one. I'm not sure where that's at. Anyway, speaking of Corey, the wars continue in the UFO community between the posers and the authentic. The big money behind the controlled narrative and the little guys trying to maintain their integrity and tell their story. Seems the desire for fame and fortune versus truth and integrity is winning on that front. So truth always wins in the end. But with the new incoming energies, the implosion and unmasking of these deceivers is quickening. And, you know, they're the finger pointers doing tenfold what they accuse others of. You know, it's no different than today's politics. You know, even though I have been out of the circuit and living a semi-reclusive life lately for the past couple of years, you know, people, opportunists, are so desperate for attention, they're still at it. The authentic are becoming an endangered species. So I know a lot of the people I highly respect in ufology that have a high level of integrity are leaving. They're leaving the field. And they say, I can't function in this anymore. And it's you know, it's become an S storm, basically. But, you know, I'm just sitting on the beach and sitting on the mountain watching the storm, and not going to step into it till things clear up. But anyway, sightings around the Big Island have increased. The weather's rapidly changing due to the increase, in solar flares and CMEs, storms, high winds, very large waves plummeting the coast. You know, beach days are turning into shopping and gardening days because you can't really go out in the water. It's just too treacherous. I love this meme somebody posted on Telegram. It says, archaeologists just uncovered a grave that proves positive advanced civilizations existed long before ours. So got a little meme there for you. Bigfoot is still cruising around. He said tracks are found everywhere. For those of you that are Bigfoot hunters, they have a message: leave us alone. Anyway, if you don't have an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent, you know, you shouldn't be messing with Bigfoot or the ETs or anything else for that matter. Shouldn't be messing with the earth either, you know. So anyway, it's time for us to check our own motives and agendas before we go chasing Bigfoot, because if we have ill intent, you're going to have an experience and it might not be a good one. Yeah, you know, if you go to it with love and joy and bliss and send that to them, take a flute out there or take some fruit, you know, make sure it's organic or they won't eat it, and give an offering, you'd be surprised. Things happen. You know, if you go out there with all these big giant lights and flashlights and strobes and infrared stuff, all that, you know, it's good luck. You know, these guys are so aware. You're not going to see them unless they want to be seen, or if they want to get you out of their area, and that's about it. So either way, you know, it's like not the way to go. And last but not least, be sure and check out eSETI.org for the upcoming self-mastery and ambassador training classes, the books and videos, sign up for eSETI Stargate TV, and the free newsletter. And while you're there, make a donation to help this show stay alive and help us repair all the winter damage, including the purchase of a new tractor big enough to free us from the ravages of winter. So my little John Deere has given up the host. It just can't. Winter, you know, global warming is a myth because our winters are getting worse and worse, and the snow's getting deeper and deeper and harder. And we can't plow anymore. We have to dig out, and we need a bigger tractor to get out during winter. So we've gone ahead and we're putting up a link so we can get funding to help with the winter, repair the winter damage and purchase this new tractor. But it's a necessity. You know, we probably wouldn't be making a purchase like that if it wasn't a necessity. And, you know, it's not fun to be stuck, you know, in your place, you know, especially when you ran out of something. You know, you need some kind of food, or you need anything, you know, need some herbs or medicine or whatever. You know, not be able to get in and out of your driveway is not fun. But it's rough. Winters are rough up there. I love winters. I do a lot of writing. I take a break, and now I'm going to be spending more time back and forth in Hawaii and then back at the ranch. So on that note, I wanted to go to the question and answers. And again, Hawaii is a very small place. We're still trying to work it out as far as doing some kind of events here, but nothing is probably won't be till September before we even think about it. And then, so we might organize something then, but September, October, or something like that. But it's much smaller. It can't handle the people that we have at ESETI. So if you want to do the self-mastery classes and the other ones, I'd advise going to ESETI and checking those out. And what's nice about that is you can have your own experience. It's a vortex, and the veils between worlds are very thin, and beings show up, all kinds of beings show up. Nature spirits show up, the UFOs show up, masters show up. There's a lot of spontaneous healings that happen there. It's a great place to come and hang out. So I think we're going to be opening 1st of June, it looks like. It depends on how much cleanup we can get done. So anyway, on that note, let's go ahead with the question and answer, the Q&A.
What are your thoughts on the topic about souls being placed here to help with raising the collective consciousness? And how well do you think it's going?
You know, there are so many beings that have incarnated from, like, the Pleiades, from the Orion Council of Light, from Sirius, you know, Andromedans, Arcturians. All these beings are incarnating now. And some of them are actually incarnating from the seventh dimension, which is like a kind of a Jesus thing. You know, they're like, they're one with God. They're totally immersed in Creator, and they've chosen to come in now. A lot of these kids are struggling right now because they're coming in, and they're huge beings in this little body. And a lot of them are trying to decide whether or not they want to stay or if they're going to check out or not. So it's pretty intense right now. But there's a massive effort. I love what one guy said a long time ago. I'll never forget, but he said the Creator has given its best for these times. And so we've got the ground crew, and they're engaging now, they're awakening, and we've got the higher dimensions coming in big time. And it's a no-brainer. I mean, the days of tyranny are over, and we're moving into a whole different frequency, and the ascension process is well underway. And some of the chaos we're seeing right now is part of that ascension process that we're seeing, because all that stuff has to come up and needs to be made known. The masks need to come down, and we need to heal all the old wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions and past experiences so we can get on board with this shift. And there are people that will not own their stuff, and they're the finger pointers and the blamers and the, it's sad, but they're not going to evolve, and most of them aren't going to make it until they take personal responsibility. So, you know, all the, you know, the finger pointing, the slander, the gossip, the rumors, all that stuff takes away from your ascension process, but it's still going on by these immaculate light workers. And they really need to get their own house in order before going after others. But anyway, I talk a lot about that. I'm writing a new book about a lot of that. So it's going to be, when it comes out, people are going to go, oh my God, when they see what's really going on. But anyway, the people in there have actually very much so earned that position. It's not light things that happen. It's some pretty heavy stuff to block contact and keep the controlled narrative going, and kind of who's behind a lot of that. But anyway, it's going to be a major eye-opener for a lot of people.
Our 3D avatar bodies have a history of eating a lot of meat from animals. 5D avatars eat mostly plants. Could it be starseeds as vegetarians here are remembering their history from being in 5D?
You know, I wouldn't say 5D avatars eat plants or mostly plants. I wouldn't say that. I'm not sure, because I've seen, okay, this is going to be a wraparound. This is going to upset a lot of people.
Do they even need to eat?
Yeah, a lot of them don't need to eat at all. And that's where I was going to get to. When my father crossed over, I was meditating, and all of a sudden I saw him, and he was smiling, and he had a Jeep. He had a red Jeep, which he always wanted. He had everything he wanted. He had fishing poles in the back. He had a cabin by a lake. And he was sitting on the dock, and he was fishing. He was catching these huge fish and going in there and cooking them up and making a beautiful dinner. And you know, and he was in this, actually, he was kind of resting in a space. And then he was going to go on to the sixth dimension, where he's working with the Orion Council of Light. And he's been like a walking Buddha all my life. But I was observing that, and I was just going, okay, they ate a fish, but was that fish real? And or was that fish just energy, condensed energy? And aren't fish here just condensed? Aren't we just condensed energy? Like, what? Who judges what's godly and ungodly? And it's just, and the end result is just energy. And so it's kind of like, if you're caught up into the illusion and you're really attached to the physical, it's a problem. But it's the only one thing worse than I would say eating meat is judging another man's meal or condemning another man's meal or woman's meal. And, you know, again, the Native Americans eat meat. The Dalai Lama eats meat. A lot of the Lamas eat meat. They don't have gardens up there in the Himalayas. They have a hard time growing anything up there. You know, they've got to eat dairy and meat and things like that to survive. And that's their culture. So we can't say these people are not going to ascend or they're not enlightened or they're not awake, you know, because, you know, they transcended that. And one of the yogis I studied with, I love, he had a story. And, you know, there was two stories. One where they were invited to dinner and they cooked a beautiful chicken dinner for him. And the yogi ate it. And his disciple got really pissed off at him, says, I can't believe you ate that. And he goes, you know, it'd be very disrespectful not to, you know, these people really put a lot of energy and time and service, you know, with this. And so the bones are sitting there, the chicken, you know, and this disciple's still really pissed off about it. And the yogi just waves his hand over the bones and all the meat goes back on the bones. And he says, when you can do that, you can eat meat, you know. So it was is a different way of looking at things. But we have to get past our own judgments. And I really do think there might be a time for fasting. There might be a time for eating less meat. There might be a time for grounding where you might need to eat meat to stay grounded. Everybody's different. All your blood types are different. You know, it's a personal decision. And when you're in touch with your body's going to tell you what it needs. And so don't go by isms and schisms and other people's beliefs. There's always a lying belief. Go by what your body is asking. And it's really important right now to probably eat lighter and drink a lot of water and do all the detoxing that you can, especially getting that thing out of your system, you know. That get, you know, do some major cleansing, detoxification. And, you know, there's a lot of things, NAC, we have a lot of that on our website, things you can get to help mitigate that. But
what are your thoughts on timelines, please? Do they exist or are people experiencing changes of frequency and clearing and think they have changed timelines?
Yeah, we go back into that. That's another one. It is so bizarre. It's hard to put into words because I know when I'm meditating or a lot of time I'm sleeping, I'm all over the place. I'm going into the lower levels and doing a lot of work there, trying to shift things. I'm meeting people I know that are kind of blowing it on this level, and I'm actually meeting them on another level, and we're working things out. Giving them different ways of looking at things. I have all these reoccurring dreams where I'm doing conferences and I'm doing speaking engagements, and there's so much resistance to everywhere I go. It's like they can never get my room right, transportation, my clothes are always disparate. Where's my luggage? You know, it's kind of weird, but there's so much going on. Especially in the 4D, there's a big cleanup going on in the 4D, and a lot of us are very busy in 4D and clean up those levels. So when we do move through 4D and into 5D on up, depending on our consciousness, determines where we go. It's, you know, the more we clean up 4D, the easier it is going to be on people to make their transitions. But there's so much going on with this timeline thing. And I know around here, we're walking around going, God, what day is it? And what happened to those other 2 days? And we're kind of going, wait a second. And, you know, a lot of that Mandela effect is going on, and there's so many things shifting and changing. And on this temporal wars where they're trying to change realities and change futures and things like that going on. So it's all existing. It's all going on at once.
Do you have any thoughts on lucid dreaming from your experience or knowledge? Could it be part of ascension?
Well, yeah, lucid dreaming is actually, that's one of the DNA lines. When that opens up, you have lucid dreamings and you start jumping timelines and jumping dimensions and things like that. And it's part of the awakening process. It's a pretty natural state and it's happening to a lot of people right now. So the trick is to learn self-mastery so you can stay in control when you're in those realms and learn how to heal unseen negative influences and redirect your energies or move out of them if it starts getting ugly. Say, okay, I'm back, pop back out.
Do you believe that people with impulsive and emotionally dysregulated ADHD will ascend?
I really feel a lot of these labels that they gave things were just ways of selling drugs and pushing drugs on children and things like that, because a lot of it is just energy, and especially with the children, and they've got to find an outlet for that energy. They're huge souls in these little bodies. They've got all this energy, and you got to find a way to utilize that energy, to channel it. And so more activity, more physical activity, more activity in nature is really important. Have them take their shoes off. You can teach them like Yigong or some kind of spiritual practice or yoga or just meditation, for the kids, and clear any unseen negative influences that are creating problems. I've seen schools that were built right next to a Native American battleground or something like that, where something really bad happened and the kids were all going nuts. They're going crazy and they're fighting and just all this violence going on. It didn't make any sense. And this a school teacher called me and she said, can you come to school and see what's going on? And I go, yes, but are you sure this is okay? Because a lot of admins get a little pissed off when you do stuff like that. So I went and I said, all right, make sure it's okay. And she goes, oh, no, the principal here and these people are awake and they know it's a problem. And they asked me if I would find somebody to come and check it out. Anyway, so I went there and I sat down in the playground and before the kids came out, and I started doing clearings, and I could see there was a lot of Native American spirits that needed to move on, and called in Buffalo Calf Woman and White Eagle and some of them to Rolling Thunder and some of these guys to come in and help out, and did a major clearing. And then all of a sudden the bell rang and all the kids came running out on the playground and they just went into instant chill mode. So and there was no fighting, and they're just playing together. And it was totally a whole different scenario. And they couldn't believe it. They go, wow, what happened? And I said, the kids are little Geiger counters. They sense and feel what's happening in their environment. And they know when parents are fighting, when neighbors are fighting, when there's discourse in the air, when there's unseen negative influences, they act it out and feel it. And it affects their mental bodies and emotional bodies. So it's so important to do clearance and keep these fields clear as much as we can. And especially with the children, we need to keep them clear until they learn how to clear themselves. And they should be taught in school how to clear unseen negative influences. You don't have to attach a religion to it or anything else. Just say, hey, there's these beings that are crossed over. They have mental and emotional bodies that are still operating. They can affect your mental and emotional body. And this is how you make them go away. Make a little game out of it or something. I don't know, but it'd be a good idea to do that at a very young age.
Do you think diet might have something to do with that ADHD problem too?
What's that?
Do you think diet might have something
to do with that? Oh yeah, diet too is very important, because there are chemicals. Some of these cereals, they're putting chemicals in these cereals, and some are dyes and some of the other things that are in these chemicals that are creating a lot of those problems. And sugar, if you get sugar out of their system, it's really good. But a lot of it's heavy metals. And if you can get the heavy metals out, people shift. But there's a lot of different reasons for it.
Is Space Force coming in to help take care of the arrest dismantling of the deep state?
You know, that's an area. There's a lot of different stories when you get into Space Force and Secret Space Fleet and all this stuff. I mean, I've got people in those programs that are making statements and, you know, and about me too. And I just go, what? What? Oh, yeah, yeah, you're on the ship and you blasted these people, or we have kids on that level, or we have, you know, I'm hearing this, it's been going on for a long time. So, you know, if you go to that element and try to figure out what's going on, it's really hard. But we go up to the higher beings and ask them what's going on. And there is an orchestrated event that's happening. It's a planetary ascension, or it's the planetary liberation that's happening. And it goes from the source all the way down, and the higher dimensional beings are all involved in this. And then you've got the low level stuff, the demonic type stuff, the reptilians, the tall grays, the Orion Alliance, which is not the Orion Council of Light. The Orion Council of Light are six dimensional beings that were victorious in the Orion Wars. So there's different groups out there, but if there is a multidimensional war going on, it's a war that covers time and space. Temporal war. Temporal war is going on. And so there's so much going on. And that's why you see, all of a sudden you see these, you think, oh God, we're screwed. Everything's going to hell in a handbasket. All of a sudden it flips. And that's because something that was done back in time, or they've taken out something and created a new trajectory and changed the events. So it's more like a series of events. Time's just a construct, but there's so much going on that it's hard to keep track of it all, but they're all involved in this. And again, the Gray Alliance and Corey talks about the Dark Fleet and all these other guys, that's the negative aspect. And they're, from my understanding, these other beings are really starting to step in right now, and they're pretty much having their butts handed to them, you know, so.
Can you talk about humans in general that have AI chips implanted? Are they being controlled?
Okay, I know this is going to upset a lot of people, but higher dimensional beings, the spiritually and technologically advanced beings, don't put chips in people. And that's just a no-no. You know, they just don't do it. And they've had their AI wars and things like that. Now there are chipped beings in 4D that have agendas, and they're working out agendas, and they're working with people. And when you sense their frequency, you go, where's the love and joy? You know, when you feel the Orion Council of Light, or you feel the Andromedans, or you feel the Sirians or the Pleiadians, you feel this love. You get this real high frequency in the heart. And it's a very blissful feeling. I mean, just half an hour ago, I was sitting down and one of the Pleiadians came to me, and I was so blissed out, like all seven chakras were going off. And there's no way to explain that. And some of these other beings that people are contacting that are involved with chips and things like that don't have that frequency. And so I don't think they're very evolved, because the highly evolved beings don't do that. The Pleiadians will have like a wristband or something, and that wristband is tied to their consciousness. They don't have chips in their consciousness. But that wristband can disappear, reappear. They can beam themselves back up on the ship. They can do all kinds of things with that wristband. But it's tied into their own consciousness. It's not mechanical. It's more of an alive technology is the only thing I can explain. It's like their ships are DNA activated. So if you go to steal one of their ships, you can't, because if you don't have the right DNA, you can't get on the ship. There's nothing you can do. But it's a different story. So again, that goes into the super soldier secret space fleet. There's so much craziness going on there. And I'm not saying it's not real. It's just crazy. And I try to stay out of all that. And unfortunately, just saying things like this, I'm going to have a lot of those guys coming after me. But I'm talking about that. But, you know, that's, they can do whatever they want. You know, the truth's eternal, and it's all going to come out. And, you know, who's telling the truth, who's, you know, who's an opportunist, who has an agenda, that's all going to come up here really soon. It's all going to be seen for what it is.
Was the moon created by God, or is it an ET spaceship?
The moon is actually, it's funny because I'm writing all this in my new book. I'm writing about all this stuff. The moon is really interesting. In ancient history, once there was no moon, and then there was two moons, and then there was one moon, you know, and then the sun used to rise in the west. And then, now it's rising in the east. I mean, this is all documented. So the thing about the moon is it's hollow. There's no way it can keep its place, you know, in orbit if it wasn't hollow. It should have flown off into space a long time ago if it wasn't hollow, if you do the math on it. So it was a terraforming planet brought here a long time ago. It was benevolent. It got hijacked. It's gone back and forth two or three times between the benevolence and the degenerate ETs. Where it's at right now, I'm not exactly sure. I was told by some beings they retook it. And then I think Corey talks about how the negatives retook it. Like, we took it back and then the negatives retook it. And I think the benevolence are coming in and retaking it again. So it's going back and forth a lot between who's controlling it. And I think it's just a matter of time when the benevolent show up in force and it's done. You know, they're done. And then the mass cleanup is already underway. All the underground stuff and everything else, that's already underway. But it's, you know, with these frequencies coming in, these energy shifts, everybody's feeling it. We can't deny it. Tyranny and those who go against universal law are not going to function. They're not going to win this. It's like they're going up against the creator itself. So good luck with that one. I mean, they're all on their way out.
If replicator technology exists behind the scenes, why does the cabal store away so much gold? Wouldn't they just replicate as much as they need?
It's kind of interesting because that shows a lack. You know, they want to keep us in lack. They wouldn't want to let us know they had replicators because the price of gold would go down to nothing. There's an old sci-fi show where these guys sealed themselves in these chambers, and they robbed a bank and they got all this gold from the bank, and they all went into they built these stasis chambers. And when they came back out, they had these bags of gold, and they all killed each other because they wanted to keep the gold for themselves. And it was all messed up. So finally, the one guy that lives through it all, and he's dragging this bag of gold across the desert. And he finally, this super fancy, futuristic car comes driving up. And they look down and the guy dies right there on the road because he just can't take any more lugging that gold. And the guy goes, interesting. He goes, why is he dragging pavement across the desert? You know, because their roads were paved in gold. You know, so it's kind of, it's a tricky question because, you know, you can take lead and alchemize it and turn it into gold. They have that technology. If you get caught doing it, you're screwed. And they know how to tell if gold is natural or been alchemized. They also know where gold comes from. Every gold has an energy signature, and they know where it came from. The Egyptians' breastplates came from Australia. The Pharaoh's breastplates actually came from Australia. They didn't come from Africa because the first big mines and everything came out of Australia, the first landings. You're not going to hear that because it goes against the status quo. But gold's very interesting. It's very spiritual. the kings used to have these beautiful gold breastplates, and they had jewels in certain places on them. And they actually, those breastplates actually, it wasn't just for protection. It actually healed the body and raised your frequencies and a lot of things like that. They knew how to do that a long time ago. So there's a lot to go.
Would love to know your thoughts on the power of salt.
Salt. Salt's a crystal, basically. And with any crystal, your intention goes into that crystal, whatever you're trying to do. And it becomes a broadcaster or an amplifier of that. So if you're using salt to salt the perimeters of your house with the intention, if you're doing prayers at the same time, you're putting that in the crystal and you're actually putting a little broadcasting units all around your house. I know one thing, if you throw salt like the centipedes here, they freak out. You throw salt around the edge of your house and all these centipedes start flopping all over the place. It's pretty crazy. They sure don't like it. But anyway, you know, I think it's important to use salt, use sage, and the blessing, do the right blessings. We have the healing of unseen negative influences. Do that. And it's all about intention and what your intention, especially if you're using salt, it's going into that crystal and it's being a little amplifier. So if you're having problems right now, I watch these videos, you know, of the strange videos, you know, about what's going on out there and all the stuff filmed, you know, and these shadow people and all these other things are filming are real. They do exist. And some of these other really dark spirits, they are real. And then they show these rakes and what do they call them, tulpas and all these other things. These things do exist. They're real. And but they can be cleared out very easily, especially by invoking the higher dimensional beings to assist you. And so it's not a bad idea to cleanse your house, to keep that higher consciousness going, again, set your intention and do clearings constantly. We do clearings here like 24/7. It seems like we're constantly clearing. And we have visitors. We have awesome beings showing up. We have pictures of Michael and Mary and Babaji and all these other masters that show up to us and Kuan Yin. But we have the other ones show up too. And so we have to deal with them. So we bring the other ones in to clear that out. And so we constantly are clearing the land here and clearing places, you know, unless you want to do a shock movie or something, you know. but a lot of people want to do a movie about poltergeists, which are just kids, you know, that need help crossing over, and they're trying to get people's attention. And you know, they can be cleared very easily just with a little ceremony and doing the healing unseen negative influences, which is in all my books and it's on my website. So more about this. I've written extensively about this, and it's in each one of my books because it's very important to keep the energies clear.
When a human body that is either a holographic projection created by a reptilian or other negative energy is killed, why doesn't the true negative alien form come out, get revealed, and the human form disappear?
Well, most of those reptilian energies are 4D, and the human body is just a host for it. And so when the human body is killed, you'll see this shadow come out, you know, and they have videos of this. They have videos of a guy being attacked, and all of a sudden he gets knocked down, and this reptilian being gray, and he's like a dark shadow being, gets up and goes and starts clawing at the guy and freaking him out. And the guy runs off. And then he goes back into the body, and then the guy gets up and goes on his merry way. So I've seen those. If it's just a hologram, it's just going to vanish if the person running the hologram disappears, you know, or gets taken out. So I guess it's different. But the ones I've seen are usually humans that have been taken over. And sometimes, yeah, you know, it goes back again to that splitting their personalities, to terrorizing them as kids. And all the other stuff. And then the other entity can jump in, you know, and they can have multiple personalities and multiple beings coming through them.
Curious about vaccinations for travel. Is that another nefarious agenda?
Of course it is. Yeah. That whole system is nefarious. It's not a vaccination anyway. It's a bioweapon. So do your research on that one. I mean, everybody needs to do the research on that one. It's all there. Yeah. If you do the research on it, but stay away from that. Stay away from the cards, all that stuff.
Will we see any arrests soon in public? And do you think our Earth will truly free from evil beings?
Well, you know what? I have never seen so many masks on people right now. When you look, you know, they're wearing the boot or they've got a mask on, or, you know, probably I think their clones are all running out of gas. So they're having to wear masks. There's something really big going on. You can't deny it. And I think eventually they're going to say, okay, show's over. Like, yeah, we got all these guys, and a lot of them aren't with us anymore. And some are soon to be, and they've actually filmed their executions and everything. And they're going to put all that out and just say, this is why they were taken out. And usually it's extreme treason and hideous actions against children and things like that is why they were taken out.
Is California being terraformed this month?
I think God's terraforming California. You know, I don't want to promote a wrathful God or anything else, but nature, here's what happens. Basically, Earth has a field, it has a frequency. And when those frequencies are disrupted by a lot of negativity, she does what's necessary to repair herself. And that could be a storm, a massive lightning storm, an earthquake, whatever it is to kind of blast out that negativity and recharge that area is going to happen. And people don't realize that. And when you fall in consciousness and you become so tyrannical and freedom's gone and it's lawless and it's just extreme extortion, all that stuff, that creates an energy, a magnetic signature, a field, and it's harmful to the Earth. And she's going to do something to clean that up. And I think a major cleanup is happening in California, and it probably needs to happen in Seattle and Portland and a few other places. So wherever that energy is allowed to go unchecked, nature is going to check it. And if you want to call the creators omnipresent within all creation, it is nature, it's everything. It's everyone, everything. And so it's going to do what's necessary to make sure evolution continues in that area and doesn't decline.
Would you explain your understanding of how the physical body attains and functions in 5D?
The way I understand it is the rules are different in 4 and 5D. Everything is vibrating slow here in the 3D here. It's the frequency is different. And I've talked about this before. If I put my 3D body, if I put my hand on this table, the table is going to be solid. If I was in my 4D body, this table wouldn't be solid. My hand would go right through it. Same with 5D. And you have a lot more control over your environment and your reality. We're all creating our realities. We're magnetizing people and events to us according to our consciousness. But it's a very slow process. Even Einstein said that, you know, it's all illusion, albeit a persistent one. But everything's spinning faster. It's things manifest faster. The consciousness creating reality is sped up and things happen like instantly. And so like I told that story about my father was manifesting his dream, and he was in the higher 4D levels and going into 5 and 6D. And so, he had to get that out of the way. He had to get those desires out of the way so he could move to the next level. But I think that's what happens. Okay, this is going to be interesting. I think we're almost out of time. So it's okay. The third dimension is 3D God, basically. It's in the physical where you get to walk among all your creations and experience physical reality. 4D is your more of a spirit. And a lot of people are waiting to incarnate back into the earth in the mid 4D. The lower 4D levels is a lot of craziness. A lot of things go bump in the night, shadow beings and things like that. The higher 4D are masters and teachers and healers, but they're still stuck. They have some religious program or cultural program that creates separation, and they can't let that go to move through the psychic barrier into unity consciousness, which is 5D. And in 5D, they've transcended all culture and all religious boundaries. They see the creator in all creation. It's where creator knows itself to be man or woman, and man or woman know themselves to be creator. It's that merged sect, you know. And as you move up higher in the dimensions, you lose more of your personality and become more godly and more merged with the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness on all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse. But so basically, I don't know if I did I answer the question. What was the question again? I got off on it.
Gosh, what's the question?
Never mind. Oh, I hope I answered that question. But
5D bodies.
Yeah. And so the dimensions are all different. And as you move up, you become more one with God, and your body's not that, your personality, your identity is not that more important. And eventually you're just this magnetized light body in 7D. And when you go past 7D, you're in pure, you're just pure consciousness and energy. It's the golden plane of bliss in the higher levels of 7D. And so you're just more like a house of consciousness. You're like the house of Mary, the house of Jesus, the house of Buddha, the house of Kuan Yin. You know, it's more like a collective, you know, the grandmothers are all there, the people that align with that energy. And it's more like a collective.
Did you remove implants from Q?
You know, I don't know. I'm a multidimensional being, and I'm doing a lot on a lot of dimensions, so I have no idea. It's possible, but I don't take credit for or blame for anything. I'm just neutral. So, that's kind of a. You know, we constantly scan Trump to see where he's at, and he's like 100% aligned with what's best for America. And a lot of people are going to piss at me for saying that, but you know, we don't need a Gandhi right now. We need a warrior, and Gandhi wouldn't survive. I can't remember this, Marianne Williamson, you know, that she's thinking about running for president again. You better gear up, you know, you better shield up and get ready, because you know, we've got to go through this transition, and then we'll be ready for a Gandhi.
What's the newest messages for humanity you have received from our star families?
I can't say what's coming to my mind, but that you know. You know, basically, the latest messages are, you know, take personal responsibility, stop blaming others, stop projecting and blaming, and own your stuff and get through your stuff. Your higher self, that higher being within you, creator, God, whatever you want to call it, it's a big eraser. You can release this stuff and these wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experiences and all these dramas that are being recreated. You can rise above them and get out of that victim, savior, persecute triangle. I mean, that's why I'm out of the whole UFO community, because it's such a, God, it's a reptilian F-fest. And a lot of lower beings have infiltrated it, and Luciferians at the highest level. And I think God's message right now for humanity is like, Lucy, I'm home. You know, we're talking about Lucifer, but it is real. But there are a lot of satanic Luciferian influences in the highest levels of politics and Hollywood, and all, and that's all being revealed right now, and it's going to be taken out. So I think as the lamas and yogis I talk about, they say, focus on love and joy and bliss. Get out in nature, take your shoes off, get grounded, and drink a lot of water, do a lot of cleansing right now, and really watch your thoughts and catch yourself and go back to that, back to the heart, you know, back to love and joy and bliss, and hold a frequency, because that frequency is going to affect thousands, if not millions, the more you connect to Creator and hold that frequency. And that's what's causing the shift. But all these other dramas, I'm like, they're still ongoing and I'm not even there. I mean, I'm so far out of the system. Only thing I'll do right now is Zoom and Skype appearances, because I don't want to deal with all the dramas and all the other stuff that goes on. And again, I'm going to write about that in my new book about why we aren't having contact with spiritual and technologically advanced beings. It's because of all the drama, we haven't risen to the occasion. There are some that have, but you're not going to find it happening within the UFO community or the political community, or they're not going to appoint some ambassador to represent you. You represent you. You know, you make your own personal contact with these beings and your own personal Creator connection. And that's what it's all about. That's the message they're giving us, is that we need to rise to the occasion, and they'll meet us halfway and help us. But anyway, on that note, we're out of time. Thanks everybody for watching, and keep those questions coming, and we'll see you in the ethers. Open mind, loving heart, pure intent. Hang on to it.